Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Angie
Wenzel.
Wenzel, I almost said Ziller again. I don't know why. Wenzel, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
I love it. And I know you've got a lot of things going on at the YMCA. Let her rip.
Okay. We are super excited because we are having our fourth annual Hog Wild for the Y. And we are going with the theme Taco Bout a Party.
Taco Bout a Party.
Yes.
Is that the theme? I love it.
Yes. Woo-hoo. So we switched to a Friday this year, there's a lot of other events going on, especially on Saturdays. So we switched. So it's Friday, March 21st. And it's at the Barn Bar again, which we're excited about. We like that venue. We've got Nebraska pork producers donating the pork. And this time, I mean, their pork is so amazing and delicious. We love it. This time, we're putting a little twist on it. We are going to have pork tacos. And we're also going to have another option for a non-meat item. So there will be a different type of taco. We're thinking shrimp tacos, but we'll see.
I love anything. If they're cooking it, it'll be delicious. Okay, so.
Yes. And so Whitefoot Catering is also, so they'll be, you know, helping us put together the other pieces. And we're going to try to, you know, we're going with the Mexican themed meal. So it's going to be exciting and delicious. We've also got live entertainment. Oh. We're going with a DJ. We're doing something different. We've had, you know, it's still live music, but it's Blue Lion Entertainment and they're fun. They take requests. You can, for a tip, they will not play a song. Or they will play a song for donations. So we're going to be opening up that option also so that people can, we want to make sure people get to listen to, you know, what they want to hear.
Right. I mean, like me, if I came, I'd try and slip the guy $5 to have him play In Heaven There Is No Beer or something.
Right.
You got to have some polka. It's Nebraska.
Yes. We want to make it fun.
This is going to be great. A Friday night out at Tom Dinsdale Barn Bar at the Fauner Park campus. That is going to be a blast. Taco about a party.
Yes, we like our little twist on it. And we've got some fun. So we have the silent auction, which we will start. We will open that up so people can start bidding ahead of time. So stay tuned on social media. You'll start seeing items. And that way people can bid ahead of the actual evening. We've also got some really fun live auction items. We have kind of a bus party.
Ooh.
So that's gonna be yes. So you'll get to take some of your friends and start out at a local bar and then have drinks and then head on the bus to another establishment. So that's gonna be part of the live auction. And we've also got a pig pinata.
Ooh.
For our Hog Wild for the Y. So yes, we've got a pig/hog pinata, and that's going to be filled with goodies, and that's going to be part of the live auction. That's either going to be cash or gift cards, so you'll be able to bid on that. You won't have any idea how much is going to be in that pinata, but that'll be some crazy fun. That's one of the things we've tried to do with this event, is just have our own little twist to things and just make it a fun evening to get people together, as well as to, of course, raise money to help people in need through the YMCA.
Absolutely. This is such a blast. I have never been to one, and I am going to try and put it on my calendar to make sure I go. Now, I'm seeing the flyers here. There's a couple of things. You have a QR code.
Yes. So everything that we've been posting on social media, we have the QR code and all the posters that we have around town. So you can just scan that with your phone. Or we've also listed the online website platform. But you can also just go to the giymca.org to make it easy. You can also call the Y as well.
Okay. We don't have the prices on here. Is that something you want to mention?
Yes. So $50 for an individual ticket. Mm-hmm. And then right now we have some sponsorship opportunities. Those are kind of winding down. We're still taking those. Mm-hmm. If you want to purchase a table, which gets you 8 tickets, so a table for 8, and that's $1,000. We have a $500 option, which is four people. And then we also have the $250 option, which is 2 people.
This is fantastic. So may I, or would you like to mention that? I think our listeners may want to hear this.
Yes. So including, besides the amazing Food donated by Nebraska pork producers and provided by Whitefoot Catering. We also have free beer until the kegs run out.
That's all you had to say.
Yes, free beer. And you can also get other kinds of drinks. We have not, you can have soda, you can have other kinds of mixed drinks, but we do provide free beer until the kegs run out. So, of course, yes, you got to add to the party atmosphere.
This is going to be a blast. I can't wait. Okay, and that's in March, so.
Yes, March 21st, Friday, March 21st. So put it on your calendar. And
date night.
There you go. And bring some, the cool thing is bring some friends. It's a very relaxed, casual atmosphere. And again, we're doing good for other people because all of the funds that are raised will go toward our annual support campaign and our open doors policy, which we provide. We don't turn anyone away at the Y, regardless of age, regardless of income, regardless of background. Everyone is included.
Yes.
And so for, if there's somebody who isn't able to afford a full membership, or if we've got some kiddos who want to be involved in youth sports, we have scholarships. And that's what all of these funds go to, make sure that nobody's turned away.
I can validate that because as a single mother, when my kids were and we lived in Grand Island, I got them in that program with a scholarship. It was amazing. Yes. It was so nice because I want, you want to keep your kids busy and in the great summer programs at the YMCA. Yeah, I'm all about it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So let's do this.
And all ages, I think that's the other part of the Y. It's such a community. We've got the daycare, so we've got the little itty bitties, and then we've got the after school fun club. We've got the Rock Steady Parkinson's group. We've got people of all ages just trying to provide them an environment for both physical and mental health.
Absolutely. You guys are great. That building is getting a little old, isn't it, over there?
We've put some use into it. We keep working on it. Yes.
I love it. Well, so maybe somebody needs to make a huge donation to the YMCA, and we could build them the Y of their dreams. That's my dream.
There you go.
I can have a dream.
There you go. We love that dream. We love that dream.
I love it. And I love what you've got to tell our listeners. Is there anything new coming up?
Yes. We are super excited, Renee, because we have a new Y race event.
Oh.
And it's going to take place in October. And it's a unique distance. It's a halfity half.
What?
It's the YMCA halfity half. And so a halfity half is half of a half marathon. So 6.55 miles.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm not a runner, but I'm, I'm working on getting my heart stronger these days, and I could walk.
Absolutely. Yes, you can walk. And we're also going to have a 2 mile option. So we'll have the halfity half and the 2 mile option. And so it's a halfity run with big fun.
Gosh. Who thought of this? You guys are brilliant. I love it.
We're super excited. So just stay tuned for details. We'll be rolling all of that out so that you'll know when registration starts. And we're really thrilled to be able to start something new in the Grand Island community.
All right. So listeners, let's go hog wild for the Y. Talk about a party. Get your tickets in advance. And Friday, March 21st, show up to the Tom Dinsdale Barn Bar at the Fauner Park campus. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., correct?
Yep. Yeah, it's like an after-work party.
Great food, of course, from Nebraska Pork Producers and Whitefoot Catering, and free beer until kegs run out. It's going to be great.
Yes.
And then we also have a race in October.
Yep. The halfity half.
The halfity half. And that is going to be at the Y, or?
Yes, the start will be at the Y, and it's going to, the start and finish are downtown. Start at the Y, and the finish at downtown at the Amura Plaza.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we'll have, it's also going to have some party, party things to it. We're going to have an after party celebration. So we're just trying to make a good vibe.
I love a good party.
Yes.
Partay.
This is the year for it, Renee.
It sure is. This is going to be the year where everybody's going to be so happy. Nobody's going to get sick. Anyway, it's always a pleasure to have you come in here. Is there anything else you need to add for our listeners?
That's it. I think that's it. And if you have any questions, like I said, you can go to giymca.org to check out any of our programs or any of our special events, or you can call the Y at any time.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Angie, for giving us your time this morning. And to our listeners, have a great rest of your day.